Sunday night, we're starting Hilchos Megillah. We're starting with Tafresh Pei Zayin. Chayiv Adam Likas HaMegillah B'layla B'lach Rebbe L'Shnos HaBiyom. To read the Megillah at night and to repeat it in the day. This is really a very, it's a Gemara Lashon. The Gemara in Daf Dalid in Megillah. And the Gemara learns it out from the Pasuk. What's weird is that actually in the daytime Zechiyuv is the main Chiyuv. Chiyuv is Medivri Kabbalah. And it's the main Chiyuv. That's why many hold you say Shechiyonu in the daytime, even though you said it at night. In the day is the Chiyuv is Medivri Kabbalah, Medivri Nevi'im. A much stronger chiyuv than the at night. Taskamas HaPoskim is that the night reading is only Midirabonah, while the day is much more powerful, Nevi'im, Divrei Kabbalah. So the lashon, the expression of Chayiv Adam Likras HaMegillah B'layla B'lachta V'Lashonos B'Yom, and the Mishnah Berurah speaks out Rashi's lashon, Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Bays, that's Rashi's lashon of Megillah. Zeicher l'neis sheyotzokim b'yom v'layla, right? That's Rashi, right? So that's funny. Like, what is he coming to say? The ikar chiyuv is in the daytime, and if anything, it's the nighttime that's added. So we're not going to go into it now. You have to come to my house Purim, and I'll explain it. You have to remember that this question, or you can think of an answer yourself. Consider it a challenge, but it's a good question. Let's see the so, but that this statement is a Shur Ben Levi's statement in Megillah Daf Dalet. In fact, the Gemara tells a cute story that they thought that this makes it even more shver, that they thought he meant you learn Mishnayos of Maseches Megillah in the daytime, Leshanosa for the Leshan Mishnayos, and then he had to explain to them what he meant. So but the main chiyuv is in the daytime. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Berurah of Mishas Seisa Kochavim. That's L'chatchila. Why do I say that? Because it's, remember, the night is only Drabonah. And there would be room to be Mekel at night, even if it's not total Seis, because it's only Drabonah, and Safik Drabonah Makula. In the daytime, it has the Chomer, Divrei Kabbalah has the Chomer of Divrei Torah. That's why there's many areas in Halach and Purim where you say Sveikal Chumra. Of course it has the Chomer of the Divrei Kabbalah, but at night it's only the Rabbanon. But certainly the Chathchili you should wait for Tzeisa Kol Chavim, because the Chathchili you should. And but the Evid you could say it from Plag HaMincha and on, as we'll see later. B'Shas HaTchak I should say. Not the Evid, but B'Shas HaTchak. But certainly the Chathchili you wait for Tzeisa Kol Chavim, but realize that the nighttime waiting is only the Rabbanon. There is probably a discussion of Plag HaMincha. The non-Jerusalem people are fasting, right? You're fasting when you're reading the Megillah at night. This year the Jerusalem people have to undergo that. It's a strange experience for them to read the Megillah when they're fasting. We're used to it. I'm used to it from Chutz Laaretz. Ramat Beit Shemesh is used to it. But Yerushalayim, they're not used to it. They don't have this slight headache while they're reading the Megillah. They don't have the incentive to tell the Balkari to go fast. They want to go home and eat. But this year they will have it. I got the worst. I'll be here this year, Estes.
Are you
going to
do
a Moshe Shana? No, Thursday night. No, I'll be here. I have to read the Megillah this year Thursday night also. So I'll be here. Because in Be'er Shmuel, where I always am Yossi the Megillah, usually I miss words here on purpose, because I don't want to be a Ben Yudalad, and I leave before I lose a Shachar in the morning. But this year, I don't know what I'll do. This year I have to read the Megillah anyway at night of the day, and do my Tonus Ladyonim here. Here. Shabbos, I have to go to Yerushalayim, or else I can't party on Sunday. That's it. I'm an honest. Okay. V'shalayla zmana kol halayla, that's a Mishnah in Megillah. It's also a Mishnah in Megillah. V'shalayla zmana kol hayom, mi'anei tzachama atzof hayom, which is l'chatchila. And Vimkara Mishalam Rashachar Yotzer, that's with the Evid, like all the things that are mitzvahs for Yom. Kalalaila means Aram Rashachar. Vimlo Kora Kodem Afilu Ba'one Shuvlo Yikro. What's the Chiddush? Because there is an area in Halacha where something is the mitzvah at night. I'm asking a riddle now. Something is the mitzvah at night, and if you're an onus, you can read it after Alos HaShachar. Anybody? What mitzvah is a mitzvah of night, and if you were an onus, you can do it after Alos HaShachar? A mitzvah of night, Kriyashma. Kriyashma of Arvis. If you were an onus, you can read it after Alos HaShachar. Because some people are still sleeping then. Only some people. Okay? But by Megillah, it's not like that. By Megillah, Vimlo Korah, Kodim, Afilu Ba'ones, you can't read it after Amor HaShachar. The Mishal Amor HaShachar, Yimamahu. Me'anetzachamo. L'vishena kol b'kiin b'amor HaShachar, Rabbanan always say from the Nates. Packed. A lot of people have been seeking for a packed day. Especially this year. This year's Friday. In Yerushalayim, it's cool. You read the Megillah and you're free the rest of the day. Here, it's hectic. It's Friday. Vishayana called Bakin. I will be speaking this Friday night about the options on Friday of how to deal with Purim when it's Friday. Vishayana called Bakin Bamara Shakar. This is your universal thing by all mitzvahs, by Lulav, by Shofar, by all mitzvahs. You might do it too early. Amara Shakar is hard to tell. Certainly, okay, if you have a clock, you have clocks. But Rabbanan didn't have clocks, and therefore they said you have to wait till it's night. Sachama, when you know for sure it's the daytime rule. There was a Rav I used to know who always insisted that night Sachama is Lav Davka, but once it's light outside and you can't, and it's clearly daytime, then it's the Chatchila, you can do it. You don't have to wait till nights. I don't want to say his name. That's what he maintained. It's a good svara, but there's no basis for it, L'chaira. It says Neitzach Amo. Ad Sof Hayom, Haynu Shkia Sachamo. Till Shkia, Yomim Shechad Ben Hashmos, it's your granably bracha. This can happen if you've had too much to drink the night before. I know people this happened to. You wake up with a splitting hangover in the morning. Can't hear the Megillah, you're going to for sure miss words. Go back to sleep, you daven, go back to sleep, get up. Before you know it, you got to read the Megillah before nighttime.
Does that mean if it's going to continue into Ben Hashmosh?
Yeah, you have to read every word, Pasha.
Right, but even if you started before Ben Hashmosh?
Hello? Yeah. Yeah, I'm in the middle of giving a share. Oh, okay, fine. Call back and leave a message. Bye bye. Okay, I saw a question asked. Morgan Avram's question. Rather, I never thought of the question. Very good question. Why weren't they gozer at Chatzos, like by Kriyash Mashal Arvis? They should have made a gzera till Chatzos. They have to read it, but they did not make a gzera. So there's two answers. One is that it's. What's the problem? Kriyash Mashal Arvis, Rabbanon made a get there. So? Anyway, one teretz is that it's only made Rabbanon. And the other teretz is that it's Chaviva. You're not going to let it go by. It's Chaviv. You're not going to let it go by. Okay. So that's the problem. Sif Beis. Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lishmo and Mikra Megillah. What does this mean? So, Tosva says, and the Mishnah Berurah explains, this is Tosva and Megillah, explains what that means. I mean, you have to be Mevatel Talmud Torah for every mitzvah. I mean, like, what is the Chiddush here? What is it saying? Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, and it's based on Rishonim and Maseches Megillah. Ritzon Lomar, after Talmud Torah, Shekel connects with all our mitzvahs. Tafilu Hoysa Talmud Torah, Shel Chabura Gedola, Shel Mea Noshim, Shel Loimdim, Beis Abayis. Afilu Hochi, the point is Sorek Labata Velelech Vikrosa Betzibur. This is Toysis and Megillah says this point. Because the Gemara is a Pella. Every Talmud Torah, you always have to be Mevatel to do any mitzvah. It means to go do the mitzvahs Persume Nisa Berovam Hadras Melech. So if you could work things out, it would be better if you had your regular say there, and you were learning, and even Talmud Torah Derabim, that's also like Barova Mazrus Melech. A lot of people are learning, and it works out better for their schedule if they would read in small groups, or even individually, or let's say even with a minion, but a small group. You could work it out, they'll read 10 o'clock at night in a small group, or whatever. It just works out better. So you're not allowed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. You have to stop what you're doing and go to a shul and have a Barova Mazrus Melech. Now, to what degree is this so? To what degree does a person, does everybody have to go to the Merkazi shul Purim night? Because then it will be the big shul with Barova Mazrus Melech. So let's read a little further. So the point of the halacha that we just learned is Mevaklin even Talmud Torah, which is the biggest mitzvah, and Mevaklin Talmud Torah, even Derabim, in order to read the Megillah with Perovam Hadras Melech. That's the point. Okay, now we read right there in the Mishnah Berurah. The Chayyodim says, Mikomoko, Mishim is Palo, Kolashana, Bekvias, Beminion, Amuchadol is Palo, and a guy has a minion. Now, the Sharetzion, so what does he do if he has a minion? He doesn't have to go to the biggest minion in the town. He can daven in his shul where he always davens. That's in the Mishnah Berurah. So you'll say, okay, that solves all the problems. But it doesn't. Look at the Shar HaTziyun Ois Yud. He says, that's only true, you're davening in a small minion. So you don't have to go to a big minion. You don't have to close up every shul in the town and gather together. But if a person has a minion in his house, the Shar HaTziyun says, so even if his minion is, you know, the small base Knesset doesn't have to close up shop Purim night. But if a person has a minion in his house, then even if it's a kviyostik a minion, the Sharetzion says mistavra, that they have to not open for business on Purim night or Purim day also, and they have to go. That's the Sharetzion. So what does the Sharetzion mean exactly? So, it's not so clear. Why is a minion in a guy's house that's there, bekvius, why is that worse than a beis knesses in the ear? You gotta, you know. So, Rav Moshe Sternbuch writes that the Sharetzion means that a person has a minion in his house, lichvodo, let's say, and if he takes a trip to America, then there's no minion there. It's only because he's there, so there's a minion. People come together to make a minion for him. Let's say Rav Steinman, Lod Lador, the minion in his house. But when he's not there, is there a minion in his house? I have no idea. But let's say there's not, then the Mishnah Berurah applies, the Sharetzion applies, and the Sharetzion says you have a minion in your house. So Rav Moshe Sternbuch explains that he's talking about the minion that would not be there if the person's not there. So if that's the case, then you have to close up shop on Purim, you have to go to a big shul, you have to go to a shul. You do have to close up shop. But Rav Moshe Sternbuch says, even given the Sharetzion, which reads very, oh wow, in Sorotskin, Dr. Stein, anybody know Dr. Stein in Sorotskin, the neighborhood doctor? So he has a minion in his house now for who knows how long. I don't know if he closes up shop for him. According to the Sharetzion, it would appear you have to. But if there's a minion there, even when he's not there, the minion goes on. It's a minion kavua mamish. Then Rav Moshe Sternbuch Tainus, why? So that's a base Knesset, you know, at the play, you know, why should they close up shop for Purim? Then I'm going to close up shop for Purim either, and the Sharetzion is talking in the case I just told you. But what is really wrong, and, you know, this halacha is more of a machayah than you realize, is a concept called Stiblach. Stiblach. So if you really want to follow the spirit of this halacha, a person would not go to Shtiblach to daven for a morning, even though it's better for his schedule. So he'll come downstairs. I don't know about you guys, but on Sorotskin this happens. You go downstairs, and you don't want to join a minion that's already started, and you don't want to wait for the next minion. So, you know, 10 people get together, and this happens every Purim, because everybody's in a rush. It's a hectic day. You want to get going. So everybody, you go downstairs, you go, oh, Shmerel Barrel, you form 10 people and you make a minion. And you read the Megillah. It's wrong. It's mamish wrong. You should daven in a minyan kavua, first of all. You should try to go to a big minyan. Let's say there's minyan kavua, even when there's shniblach. But let's say 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock and 9 o'clock, they have like the official minyanim, quote unquote, besides the shniblach. The shniblach is ad hoc. You should not daven in the spirit of this halacha definitely is that you should not daven in an ad hoc minyan on Purim. You should go to a minyan kavua, v'roi vam hadras melech. No good. It's a minyan be'isser. It's wrong.
Every year, the guy doesn't have patience to go wait for.
So let him wake up a little earlier.
No,
doesn't
because he wants to be the fastest on the Megillah. He wants to make his own minyan only on Purim morning the whole year.
And he lanes the Megillah very, very fast.
In his house.
That's not shtiblach. He probably has 150 people there.
It's not.
He makes a minyan in his house every year. For what purpose?
In order for people that want to hear the Megillah quickly.
L'chaira, it's not Ois Kahalten to do. L'chaira not. You should ask a Shaila Barav. You can even ask me if he wants. But L'chaira, as we're learning this halacha, it's wrong. It's wrong.
Even it's Kavu every year.
It's Kavu every year.
Every time they read me, he reads Megillah's history as a minyan.
But if you weren't there, why?
No, the Shartzion is qualifying the Chai Adam. Yeah, Rabbi Sternbach qualifies the Shartzion. Rabbi Sternbach qualifies the Shartzion.
So the
Chai Adam
says,
talking about. A shul. So the Shartzion says, but not a guy in his house. So Rabbi Sternbach says, yeah, we have to do that. Let's go. What?
Two shuls.
No, that's what he says. No, that's what the Chayyadim is saying. There's no. A shul is a shul. You don't have to go to the biggest shul in the town.
You're a stranger in town.
L'chari, you should go to the biggest shul. You should go to the biggest shul. You got to check out at the Balkari. If a person would talk to me with a Shaila, I'm a stranger in town. I'm only living in Eretz Yisrael 10 years. I'm a stranger here. What shul should I daven in? And he says, should I go to the biggest shul? I would tell him, in all honesty, I would tell him to go check out. He shouldn't just go to the biggest shul, which the halacha says he should. He should check out if he'll be able to hear the balkoire. Many times the biggest shul is the most noise. They don't always have the best balkoire. And he has to make sure he can hear the balkoire. That's more important than even Baroi Bam Hadras Melech, is to be Yetzir Megillah in the first place. We have to move on, Rabosai. Wait a second. No Hamantashen tomorrow. All right. No homentashen. No. I said if there's 10 people at night, there'll be homentashen the next day.
I didn't hear that.
What? You didn't? That's not on the sign? Why didn't they put that?
Ten people, girls.
Why didn't they put that on the sign about that offer?
Are you going outside?
No, nobody knows about it.
I didn't hear.
My wife would come.
The sign outside about this shear, does it have about the Hamantashen offer? Anyway, I'm free. Great. All right. Saved myself. Good. So again, when you read the Mechaber and Sevbeis, you have to realize the Pshat of Tosfos and the Pshat of the Mishnah Brura, that it's talking about to be Mekayem Mikra Megillah in its optimum way, which is Baroi Vam Hadras Melech. Certainly you have to stop learning in order to read the Megillah. That's possible. Okay. Ve'en lecha dover shenitche Mikra Megillah miponov. So Mikra Megillah, and even Mikra Megillah in its optimum form of Baroi Vam Hadras Melech, is doche other mitzvahs, but we'll see in a moment that the Ramah holds that doche here only means what takes kedima, what comes first. Efshe l'kayim shneya. So then we say that every mitzvah, even a diaraisa, is doicher mikra megillah, except for meitz mitzvah shein lo kovrim, Jermah says kedei tzarcho, not just a meitz mitzvah, a classic meitz mitzvah, shepageh bo kovr tchila v'achakach korei. Okay? So then that comes first. The Jermah says that it's only if you could read the Megillah, but if it's only. That's what the Ramah speaks out. But if you ain't shuhus lasushtayin, ain't shu mitzvah diaraisa nitches with a mikra megillah. Certainly, and a derabbanan takes precedence over diaraisa. And we've only been talking here about precedence. I, Talmud Torah, you'll ask. Talmud Torah doesn't count, because Talmud Torah, you always have to be Mavato in order to do a mitzvah. So that's not called, it's Nitchel Neimikra Megillah. This statement of the Ramah is Big Machlekes, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and the Gra holds, the Taz, the Marshal, the Bach, the Gra, it's an Arichas, you have to learn the Sugi Masechus Megillah, the Iyun, but they hold that Lamaskonas HaGemara, Mikra Megillah is Doiche, even completely a mitzvah Dioraisa, even if it's a question of you won't be able to do the mitzvah Dioraisa at all. Mikra Megillah is an Inyan of Presume Nisa, and that trumps, thank you. That trumps even a mitzvah d'oraisa. That's the Gra Shita, the long Gra here. Unusually long Gra goes through the sugya with the Rishonim and shows that it's clear in the Gemara that way. Okay. Vada makes mitzvah kodem, and adavka b'dev shaloi l'kora acharkach. If you could bury the mace afterwards, and you won't be able to read the Megillah afterwards, then certainly the Megillah comes first.
What does that mean? On the same day? You always can bury the mace afterwards.
Well, that's the point. No, his chiddush is it's only if you can read the Megillah afterwards. You should only bury the mace first if you'll be able to bury the read the Megillah afterwards. If you won't be able to read the Megillah, you can always bury the mace. So then that comes first. So again, according to the Mechaber Ramah, if the question you can't do it, both, Yeraisa always comes first. If you could do both, Megillah always comes first. Except for Meis Mitzvah, Shein L'Kovrim Kol Tzarcho. But even that is only if you could do the Megillah afterwards. But if you can't do the Megillah afterwards, then the Megillah comes first, and you can bury the Meis afterwards. Tomorrow night, we're moving on.